Welcome back. Oh my goodness. You know, this is a fun show to do. You know, because like never in a million years would I have thought that I would have a radio show or have the opportunity to have, you know, to talk to the people that we're able to talk to every week. And it's so cool. And I am so grateful to Civic Media. And if you want to listen to more of the episodes, we would love that. They're all available for podcast download at the Civic Media website. Check us out. We have a Facebook page. Follow that. We have all the stuff that can keep you in touch with the show. Many thanks to Senator Tammy Baldwin, holy cow, and dear friend, Assembly Representative-elect Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner for spending time with us today. They're the absolute best of the best, and I'm so grateful that they're here. And I want to touch on something briefly before we move on to other things. But if there's one thing that I would like you to get out of the show, it would be to receive the tools and the help that you can get or that you would need to kind of cut through some of the BS. And what do you mean by that? Well, here's what I mean. One of the most disappointing things for me over this last election cycle was how Donald Trump used division to get into office. And a lot of the people down the ballot just rode that wave and did it themselves. And here's an example. He took an entire community and used them as a very sharp tool to divide our country. He did. And here's the example. So remember those commercials that just went on and on and on and on about Kamala Harris is for they, them, and Donald Trump is for you. What does that mean? And so let's break that down a second. What that was referring to was it was a program that started under the Trump administration, by the way, that protected people who were convicted of a crime, because they have rights too. It protected people who were convicted of a crime and were too far along with their transition, that placing them in a prison that matched their gender that they were assigned at birth, it would be dangerous. Like, putting a woman in a male prison is that would not go well at all. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. It just that would be horrible. Now, the program that they were talking about, it was used twice during the Biden administration. That program that Donald Trump, Kamala Harris is for they, them, that was something he started that they used twice in 4 years. That was it. That was it. That was it. And so let's break it down a little bit more. Eric Hovde had a commercial towards the end of that thing where they talked about, oh, Tammy Baldwin's girlfriend has the condo and the da-da-da-da-da. So what is the message there? That message was nothing to do with any votes that Tammy Baldwin took. It had nothing to do with her record. It had nothing to do with anything of her official title. The whole purpose of that commercial was to say, Tammy Baldwin is different. Tammy Baldwin is different. That was what it was. And it's frustrating because I want to go up to Eric Hovde and say the thing. Just say it. Say what you're trying to say. Say what you mean. And speak it. Because that's just as disgusting. And it's so frustrating, as we had two members of the LGBT community on this show as our friends and our guests. The Republican Party used that community to try to divide the country so they could win an election. That's what happened. That's what happened. Call it for what it is. And it's up to us to be able to look at those commercials, hear the radio ads. I hope you're listening to Civic Media. Then you probably won't hear a lot of that stuff. But listen and be aware and know what they're saying behind the message. Right? Know what they're saying. Now, I'm going to pivot here a little bit because this is the last episode before Christmas. And I want to wish everyone a wonderful holiday, whether you celebrate because it's Jesus or whether you want to celebrate because it's spending time with your family. I want you to have the best of times. And for me, Christmas was always my favorite holiday growing up. My birthday is the day after Christmas. And, you know, everyone growing up, there's, oh my God, that must suck. That's terrible. And all the credit goes to my mom and dad that it did not suck ever. They did a great job of separating the two. And I always said that, you know, it's the best time of year. People are genuinely happy. And, you know, it's time where you get to see people you don't get to see a lot. People come home and it's just awesome. And why not want to have your birthday around the best time of year? And so that's kind of my perspective. And as a kid, you know, the magic, even when, you know, you get the key to the Santa mystery and that's unlocked. Even after that, there's still magic that's there. And there, you know, it's funny. We have kids and Santa doesn't come to our house, but my kids, my 7-year-old Ben, what he does is he does believe that Santa definitely exists. And we watch him on a great website called Flight Radar 24. So they have a thing where you can kind of track the sleigh on the radar. NORAD does that famously for however many years. But Ben doesn't want Santa to come to our house because he doesn't want someone breaking into our house in the middle of the night while he's sleeping. So we're like, fair, fine. And he's like, you know, my presents will come from my mom and dad and that's enough. Which is wonderful. And I love that. So we watch Santa fly right over our house and we wave to him as he goes. And our daughter, she has a little bit of a problem with that, but she understands that that's, you know, it makes Benny scared. So we don't do that. But I love that. And I love the magic that we have at our house. And it's going to be gone so much sooner than I would like. And I hope that you all enjoy every minute of the time that you get to spend with your family, whatever your family may be, whether it's friends or brothers, sisters, parents, children. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. I love you all, and we will see you next week on The Rational Revolution. Thank you so much. Bobby McGee.